Good morning, everyone. I'm Celeste Headlee here in New York City as usual, but John is joining me from our partner station WGBH in Boston. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Celeste. Not a cloud in the sky up in chilly Boston this morning.
It is chilly here, too, and it's the second day of oral arguments about health care in the Supreme Court building, where I bet it's chilly out on those steps where people are waiting for a seat. We're going to talk. Well, we're going to break down the case against the individual mandate with the Ohio Attorney General in just a few minutes. But this is what has you talking as well. This listener here doesn't understand why people object to this law.
It's just puerile. It's an insane resistance to a perfectly legitimate order that they provide their own medical insurance. I don't understand it. Goodbye.
That is Roger, frustrated in the Midwest. Give us your thoughts at 8778-MY-TAKE. First, though, let's check in on our headlines.
And we go right to the Supreme Court. And here's another round of arguments today on that President Obama health care reform law. Day two of the proceedings will focus on the law's controversial individual mandate and whether it's constitutional. That requires most Americans to buy health insurance or pay a fine. It goes into effect in 2014 or 2015. However, the court had to answer a key question on whether the law school is premature, the lawsuit is premature, and if challenges should wait until so-called penalties are assessed. That challenge stems from an 1867 law that seemed to confuse even Justice Antonin Scalia.
I find it hard to think that this is clear, whatever else it is. It's easy to think that it's not clear.
Easy for him to say. A ruling on the law's constitutionality isn't expected until late June or early July.
Syria has accepted a United Nations plan to end bloodshed in that country. That's according to a spokesman for UN envoy Kofi Annan. The plan includes a daily two-hour ceasefire by Syrian security forces in order to evacuate the injured and provide humanitarian aid. That comes as state media says President Bashar al-Assad has traveled to the besieged Baba Amr neighborhood in order to inspect conditions.
President Obama and Pakistan's prime minister are meeting behind closed doors this hour at the Nuclear Security Summit in South Korea. The meeting comes as key concessions from the United States to Pakistan over the CIA's drone campaign were reportedly rejected by Pakistani officials. Intelligence officials tell the Associated Press the U.S. was prepared to give Pakistan advance notice and limits on the types of targets eyed by the drones. It was done in an effort to keep Pakistan from blocking the key tool the U.S. uses to fight al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Civil rights activists and the parents of a black teenager shot and killed in Florida last month say the media is now trying to destroy the young teenager's character. The mother of Trayvon Martin spoke out after confirming the 17-year-old had been suspended from school numerous times, once for suspicion of carrying marijuana.
They've killed my son, and now they're trying to kill his reputation.
We're also hearing a corroborated report from the shooter and official police reports in the case. George Zimmerman says he shot Trayvon in self-defense only after being punched in the face and having his head slammed into pavement.
More than two-thirds of Americans disapprove of the war in Afghanistan. That's the finding in the latest New York Times CBS News poll, with 69% of Americans voicing opposition to the decade-long war. That's up from 53% just 4 months ago. And Cuba's capital welcomes Pope Benedict XVI today, his second day on the island after celebrating Mass in Santiago de Cuba.
One death blamed on a wildfire in Colorado. It's prompting the evacuation of 900 homes in canyons west of Denver. This resident spoke to ABC News.
Our neighbor's house is burning. They're a couple miles from us, so we don't know which way the fire is headed.
5 square miles has been burned so far. It's being fueled by wind and dry weather. New signs from the Fed that despite recent economic improvement, interest rates will stay the same. Chairman Ben Bernanke signaling he'll keep rates at their current low levels, saying conditions remain, quote, far from normal.
We've got more details about oral arguments in the Supreme Court in just a moment.